This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح لا إله إلا
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger and His perfect worshipper. To proceed, on the topic of today's khutbah regarding the light that we cannot see. And at times a person's life may feel enveloped in darkness, and you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And in fact, a person may look at the entire world and see nothing but darkness, nothing but despair, nothing but death, nothing but gloom. And what this inspires to me is a moment to reflect on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is one that is called out to by everyone who is going through that despair. And it is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Latif. And so you see what is going on in Gaza and you call out, Ya Latif. And you see what is happening in my hometown, the disintegration of Sudan, and you say, Ya Latif. You see what is going on so many different places in the Muslim world, and you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His Lutf. And what is Lutf? Ibn Athir, he quotes, or actually before that, Ibn Manzur in Lisan al-Arab, he quotes Ibn Athir as saying that Al-Latif is the one who combines two major elements. And those major elements is, number one, الرفق في الفعل, that a person who is Latif, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Al-Latif, is someone who is gentle in their dealings. They have rifq, they have that kindness, and that is why it is translated at times as the kind. But the second major pillar is al-ilm bidaqa'iq al-masalih, is knowledge of intricate benefits and how to bring those benefits, how to maneuver those benefits, how to manipulate people to arrive at those benefits from a distance. And so when you look at the name al-Latif in the Quran, 7 times it is mentioned, you will find that it is carrying these meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does he not know the one who created? And he is a Latif. He is the one who knows where intricate benefits lie. When you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Latif, then you become comfortable with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes obligatory, because you understand whether or not you see the benefit now, there is benefit. And when you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, you are comfortable whether you understand it or not, because you know that there are harmful consequences. Even if I cannot see that far, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where the most intricate benefits lie. And when you're studying this name, there is a particular prophet that so many of the scholars mention. If you want to understand the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Latif, then refer back to the story of this prophet. Refer back to the story of this prophet. And of course, it is speaking about Yusuf alayhi salam. Because the story of Yusuf begins, that opening scene where he says, Oh my father, I saw a dream and I saw the sun and the moon and 11 planets prostrating to me. And he says, يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تَقْصُصُ رُؤْيَاكَ عَلَىٰ إِخْوَتِكَ فَيَكِيدُ لَكَ كَيْدًا. And the story begins. And you go from this opening scene of Yusuf alayhi salam, and he has this vision, this dream of the sun and the moon and the stars prostrating to him. But for him to get to that culmination, he goes through one stage to the other, and each one looks like it's worse. His brothers betray him, and that's horrible. And then they throw him in a well, and that's horrible. And then he gets sold into slavery in a foreign land, and that is horrible. And then that house where he's supposed to be secure as a slave becomes a place of seduction, and that is horrible. And then he goes from being a slave in the house of Al-Aziz to being imprisoned. And you're just looking like, where is this story going? And where is the lutf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how many prayers were lifted on the tongue of Yusuf throughout that period, and on the tongue of his father, a prophet longing for the return of his son? And yet we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not do things on our timeline and when we would want. You know, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he's in prison, every single day that he's in prison, it's an injustice. And he is deserving of the mobilization of the world around him and hashtag free Yusuf campaigns. And he is deserving of support. And yet we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not remove him from prison. In fact, in that moment, in storytelling, this is a false victory. In that moment where Yusuf interprets the dream of the prisoner and he knows that that person is going to be in the presence of the king, he says, اذكرني عند ربك. He says, remember me with your Lord. This is his way out. This is his shot. Imagine how many hopes he had in that moment. And yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that prisoner forgot. And so Yusuf stayed in prison for many years more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being that he is a latif, I want you to know this. Allah may delay you to fast track you. Allah may delay you to fast track you. There are moments in time when you want something very much, and you see that this project, this goal, this person, this program, this client is your way out. And you make incredible dua for it, and it all lines up according to you, and you still don't get it. And it's years before you're able to bounce back on your feet. And even then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be delaying you to fast track you, because imagine if Yusuf was remembered by that prisoner when he gets out. And let's just say that that king does give Yusuf a presidential pardon for whatever reason, and Yusuf gets out of jail. Does the king in that moment have a desire or a need to meet with Yusuf? No. He's just a random prisoner that he... Does he have a dream that he wants interpreted? No. And so at best case scenario, maybe Yusuf would have wandered in the city for a little bit. Maybe he would have made his way back to Palestine eventually. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by placing Yusuf in that prison for many more years, was actually him being fast-tracked. So that when the king has a dream that he is obsessing over and he is looking for anybody to interpret it, that's the time for the prisoner to remember, I have a guy who can do this. And so Yusuf alayhi salam comes out of prison and he meets with the king and he gets a personal appointment with the king, and the king sees the trustworthiness of Yusuf, the intelligence of Yusuf, the character of Yusuf. And so he says to him, إِنَّكَ لَدَيْنَ الْيَوْمَ مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. You are with us today, very trustworthy and very, very, إِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَ مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ, he says. And he says to him, you are with us, given authority. And Yusuf alayhi salam is given authority over Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delayed Yusuf so that he could fast track him. And so it is very possible that as we are going out into this world and we are seeking a ceasefire, I don't want anybody to think that because it's been 3 months that you lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a latif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be delaying us to simply fast track us. It may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays the ceasefire that we want because he wants to bring an end to the entire occupation. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. But what we are required to do is to continue to push and to continue to scream and continue to try and continue to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who does everything in His perfect time. And so when Yusuf alayhi salam, how beautifully is it when he eventually, the culmination of his story, when he brings his family from Palestine, he says, Ya abati hadha ta'wilu ru'yaya min qabl. When they prostrate to him, he says, this is the culmination of the vision that I had from before. This is the interpretation of the vision that I had from before. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّا. My Lord has made it come true. And my Lord was good to me when he brought me out of prison and brought you out of the desert. And then he says, after the shaitan had caused discord between me and my brothers, and then he finally concludes the verse by saying, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. My Lord is latif for whatever he wishes. And it may be very soon in our own lives that we see, as we are going through the prison of our own story, or the betrayal of our own story, or the temptation of our own story, or the enslavement of our own story, of the foreignness of our own story, just like the story of Yusuf. It may be very soon that all of the pieces come together and you look back at where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought you and you say, قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقَّ. This was my dream from before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it true. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is latif for whatever He wishes. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلم كثيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a latif inspires us to rely upon Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being a latif inspires us to continue to call upon Him, to seek His kindness, to seek His benevolence, and to never lose hope with the interchanging of day and night from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His benevolence. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes that He bring relief to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, that He brings relief to our brothers and sisters in Sudan and in Kashmir and in As-Sin, in China and all over the Muslim world. Oh Allah, we complain to You of the plentifulness and the multitude of our wounds, and we ask You to heal the wounds of this ummah. Allahumma inna nash'u ilayka kathara jarahatina ya arhamar rahimin. Allahumma altuf bi ummat Muhammad. Allahumma altuf bi ummat Muhammad. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal, wa na'udhu bika minan nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Qum ila salatikum yarhamkum Allah.